lot of shows, movies, books, and mysterious ghost VHSs, so I've encountered a lot of different villains. Sometimes they're the only good thing about an otherwise bland story. Sometimes they're actually terrifying or create legitimate questions about the world we live in. And no matter how you slice it, there really is no story that doesn't have some form of antagonist. However, in all these things that I've seen, I've never seen a villain as dumb as this one. And I'm not talking about a lovable buffoon like Jack Spicer or Team Rocket. I'm talking about a character that is treated like a legitimate threat to the story despite not showing any level of competency. I'm talking about Sunset Shimmer from My Little Pony Equestria Girls. This is what we're talking about here, my friends. Now, this movie isn't great, but it's not insultingly bad or anything. Below average, really. Honestly, the worst thing about it, apart from the villain, is just how incredibly cheap it is. If I made a video highlighting every instance of corners being cut, it'd be twice as long as the actual movie. My favorite instance is here.
You got my vote, Twilight.
Mine too. Mine too. Mine too.
Wow, those three voices sure do sound similar.
Mine too. Mine too. Mine too.
It's almost like they used three different takes from the same voice actor so that they could imply there were more characters in the scene than what they were able to animate. Anyway, Sunset Shimmer is an idiot. There's no other way of putting it. Everything she does in the film contradicts the most basic logical reasoning, and her plan makes no sense. But for people who haven't seen the movie, let me give you some context. Essentially, in the movie, a magic crown is stolen by Sunset Shimmer, and through various happenstance, ends up as the prize for being elected prom queen or whatever. I'm sorry, this movie's really dumb. For her evil planny plan, she needs that crown. So, you know, why not just steal it again? I'm aware she doesn't know where it is, but it's probably just locked up in an office somewhere. I mean, is it really harder to steal from, like, a school office than from an entire frickin' castle? Just sneak in at night and grab it. But okay. Let's assume that the incredibly poorly designed principals just put some sort of magical force field on it that they never told us about. And the only way to get your hands on this crown is to win the prom thing. Why does Sunset have to be the winner? Why not just let whoever's gonna run for it, and then grab it anyway? You know, the thing she did at the end of the movie? There's no reason why that couldn't have been her plan all along, and it would have made her look smarter, too. Also, for whatever reason, part of her plan involves splitting up the other friend characters. Like, she clearly had to put in a lot of effort to find out these characters' personal plans, hack into their emails, or create a new account or something, and carefully coordinate a series of misconceptions in such a way that these characters stop being friends. Except that she made these misconceptions really simple problems that literally get resolved in one conversation. To what end is this even for? It doesn't serve her plan in any way. And you might be saying, oh, but you see, she wanted to make sure that they couldn't use the magic of friendship or whatever against her. Except that she's clearly unaware in the end that that's even a thing they can do.
The magic contained in my element was able to unite with those that helped create it. Together with the crown, they create a power beyond anything you could imagine. But it is a power you don't have the ability to control.
So the next phase in her master plan is to get Snips and Snails to take embarrassing videos of Twilight in order to keep her from running. Oh yeah, that'll do the trick. Why not just show the amazingly poorly designed principals that Twilight literally has no records in this school and just showed up? Sure as heck can't compete if you're not a student. Also, why is she getting Snips and Snails to do her bidding? Out of all these characters in the cast of the show, they get these two losers to work for the villain and expect us to take it seriously? But I digress. The video thing is forgotten about pretty quickly, so next up in Shimmer's brilliant plan to stop Twilight from being the prom queen whatever contest is to frame her for trashing the gym. Okay, now we're getting somewhere. That should get some results. but you want to know how she does this? Trust me, your mind is going to be blown by this absolute genius, just incredibly smart and foolproof plan. Are you ready? You sure? She takes pictures of the trashed gym and pictures of Twilight, and then cuts Twilight out of pictures and, like, glue sticks them onto the gym pictures so it kind of vaguely looks like she's trashing it. Wow. Wow. Incredible. Incredible. So smart. So great. Oh my god. Whoa, mama. So smart. So smart. Okay, but seriously. Let's be serious, you guys. This is unimaginably dense. My mind is blown by how ridiculous this is. I feel like I've reached new horizons, a whole new level of thinking just from watching this nonsense play out. Even if we ignore that the lighting conditions would have to be different in both pictures, the angles of the pictures somehow perfectly matching up, the pictures being taken in secret despite Twilight facing the camera in some of them, the evidence just being left around for anyone to find, the fact that trashing the gym would postpone the dance, something that Shimmer herself says she doesn't want to happen, or the fact that she was somehow able to perfectly cut out these pictures of Twilight without messing up anything. Even if we ignore all of that, literally all you have to do is touch the picture and you'd realize that it has creases on it that can only be created by another picture being glued on top. This isn't rocket science, my dudes. It's common sense. There is not a single creation on this planet that would ever, ever fall for something like that. Not even the bacteria on Mars would fall for this crap. Oh, and here's my favorite part, my favorite piece of this incredibly shabby picture. You know why Sunset needed that crown so bad? What this whole movie was building up to, the big reveal for what happens when you bring an element of harmony into another dimension? It just lets you turn into a demon thing. Duh. Look at this design. Look at it. I could come up with a better monster design in my sleep. I am appalled at how incredibly generic this demon design is. I mean, it's almost as bad as, well, you know. So Sunset has all the power she wants, everything she was working for, and what's she gonna do with it? Gonna invade Equestria with an army of teenagers, of course. Like she literally says, with my teen army. Even if we assume that she turns them all into the demon things like she did with Snips and Snails, how the frick does she expect to be able to successfully invade Equestria? This is a high school of maybe, let's be generous and say 2,500 students, and she's gonna sick all of them on a literal kingdom full of horses that could shoot frickin' lasers out of their heads? I mean, if this was just like the random field that the G1 show took place in, then sure, I can believe it. But Equestria in this show has a literal army! In one episode, just one of the members of said army was able to protect the entire castle single-handedly by projecting a force field that was so strong, an entire army of bug things couldn't get through. It has two goddesses that can literally lift planets! And remember how hard it was for Twilight to adapt to being human? Why wouldn't it be the same for these assholes? I mean, I'm sure Shimmer will be fine, but she's seriously gonna fight an entire kingdom of powerful horses with an army of stupid adolescents who'll have no idea how to use their bodies? You're gonna go after a trained military with a bunch of teens who probably learned everything they know about fighting from an Eminem album? You really think that's gonna work out in your favor? But hey, you know what? Let's give her the benefit of the doubt. Maybe she can pull it off. After all, she's such a confident character, I'm sure this'll work out just fine. Oh no! Who could have seen this coming? We did it, kids! We survived another video. This video was made possible thanks to the generous donations from my patrons. Along with the names you see scrubbing on by the screen down there, I'd like to extend a special thank you to Secret Person, Dan Campbell, Yogg-Sothoth, Demonessa Tessa, Soyakin the Lurker, Rainbow Heart Unicorn, Jacob, Gormless Base, Rootbeer Float Productions, and Florian Knox. If you'd like to become part of the name scrubbing by and maybe even have your name said aloud by me, wowee, you can do so through my Patreon, where for just $1, you'll get your name at the end of every video, the ability to vote on upcoming videos, a special role in the Robo Buddies Discord, and one entry into a monthly commission raffle. Look at what the last winner got. Ain't that nice? Speaking of Discord, I have a monthly art contest with my Discord. Let's announce the winner of that, shall we? The contest was all about cartoon food. You know, when you're watching a cartoon and you see those tasty treats and you're like, I want some of that. And the winner of this contest is 8-Bit Art for this beautiful enchilada vector that's like, wow, that looks so good and delicious. You can follow them on the Twitter. The link is in the description. If you'd like to participate in the current art contest, which is actually like a collaborative event, then what you gotta do is you gotta message me over Tumblr, and I'll either let you in or I won't. And if I'm not letting you in, I won't say you're not in, I just won't respond. So if you message me and you don't get a response, don't keep messaging me, making sure that I got the message. I did get the message, you're just not in, and you're lowering your chances of ever getting in by constantly messaging me asking if you're in or not. Another fun announcement, I'm going to be hosting a panel at Anime Austin on July 27th, where I discuss how to survive your first year as a YouTuber viewer and typical things that you're going to want to know if you'd like to get started. And then, on the 28th and 29th, me and Nolan are going to be at Classic Game Fest! That's right! It's a Dumb Words reunion! We're gonna be meeting in person and it'll be cool. We won't have a panel at the Classic Game Fest, but you can still meet up with us and say hi, and that'll be a fun time. So finally, if you'd like to support the show along with Patreon, you can also get a commission, though I actually wouldn't recommend it since I'm about to go on a 2-week trip. You can drop a donation through PayPal, you can buy a shirt, and if you liked that nerdy Sonic thing I just posted, you can actually purchase one of the paper cutouts that I made for it. I'm sorry that this picture looks like a hostage photo, but you can see them all, you could get some sets, you could buy that broken one that's a bit cheaper, and you can have one and treasure it forever. If you don't feel like supporting the show with money, but would still like to support the show with support, you can follow me on Tumblr, Twitter, and DeviantArt. The links to all of these are in the description. Once again, thank you so much for watching. I'm glad this video finally got finished and looks nice. Thanks to my wonderful editor, Cartoon Caro, for getting it finished. She is the coolest orb. And I will catch y'all later. Bye!